Live from KQED News, I'm Natalia Navarro. State lawmakers advanced a bill today that would make some striking workers eligible for unemployment insurance benefits. KQED's labor correspondent Farida Javala-Romero has more.
The 4-1 vote by the Senate's Labor, Public Employment and Retirement Committee came after representatives for a long list of business groups lined up to state their opposition, like Robert Mutri with the California Chamber of Commerce.
Striking is a negotiating tactic, and of course it is an incredibly difficult one, and it's hard on all parties involved. But we view it as fundamentally different than being unemployed.
Governor Gavin Newsom vetoed a similar proposal last year because the unemployment insurance fund is in debt by around $20 billion. The bill's supporters say the number of strikers who'd qualify for the weekly benefit of up to $450 is relatively small. For the California Report, I'm Farida Javala-Romero.
A tourist who says she was sexually assaulted by a massage therapist at a wine country resort says she decided not to file a complaint after Sonoma County Sheriff's deputies told her it was unlikely he would be charged. The San Francisco Chronicle obtained a video from the deputy's body cameras. The newspaper altered the voices of the woman and her husband as they spoke to Sergeant Hector Rodriguez.
What do you do
if this was my wife? Well, I already know what happened. She would do it against my wishes.
You've already been traumatized enough, and I wouldn't want my wife to be re-traumatized when I know the likelihood of something happening to this guy.
The woman decided not to pursue charges at the time, but last month she filed a lawsuit against the hotel. I'm Natalia Navarro, KQED News.